Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, it should be a special schus for Marvi Rabbi Shlita, for Rav Chaim Meir ben Rivka, for Esther was supposed to name herself for Shlema, we should have been Peshadim as Evo Kogan, Dover Avram, Ben Amir, Bracha Vesach, Vachamas HaYadav. The Gemara Masech HaShabbos of Peites, the very famous Gemara, Amr Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Yonas, and Michael Sik, Yata, Vinu, Ki Avraham, Lo Yedanu, Yisrael, Lo Yekreinu, Atashem, Lakenu, Avinu, Goaleinu. That you're our father, Avram didn't know us, Yisrael didn't recognize us, you are God, our father, our Redeemer. Lassid Lavo, Amr, Kodesh, Baruch, Avram, in the future. This is referring to the future, that Avram, Lo Yedanu. That in the future, God's going to say to Avram, Benecha, Chatuli, your children's sin. Amr, Lafan, Rebano, Shalom, Yimachu, Akadush, Shemecha, let them be erased. Let them be erased for the holiness of your name. Amar Emel Yaakov. So since Avram Avinu says, all right, erase them, let me go to Yaakov and ask him. Maybe I'll ask mercy for them. He had a rough time raising his kids, he'll ask mercy. Amar Le Banecha Chatu. So he says, your children sin. Let them be erased in the holiness of your name. Hashem says the Saba doesn't have, the grandfather doesn't have good reasoning, and the child, the Daradiki, doesn't have good counsel. So it goes to Yitzchak, he says, your children sin. But they're my children, not your children. When they remarked him, Lasav to Nishma, you said, my son, my Bechor. What, now they're my children, not your children, they're also your children. How much do they sin? A person only lives 70 years. So he says to him, 20 years you don't get punished for by the Beis Shalmalop. So now they're only left with 50. 25 years of the 50 years is nighttime. Got to subtract that. So when we're down to 25. 12 and a half of those, half of those times are spent eating, drinking, bathroom. Pashut Tatsayat Palagi, of 12 and a half left. If you take all of them on yourself, great. And if not, half on me, half on you. If you're going to say all of them on me, I was mak with myself to hear. And in front of you, Pasukhamamru, Atavino. They opened up the Jewish people and they said, you are our father. Armalam Yitzchak. See, Yitzchak said, Hashem HaKasani, Kasani Kresh Baruch Hu. Before praising me, praise Hashem. Malchi Yitzchak Beinayu. And he showed them with their eyes. Miyad Nosim Meineim. Lamarum V'omrat Hashem Avinu Golenu V'lam Shemecha. You are God. Our Father, our Redeemer, forever is your name. So this Gemara is obviously Pile Shebahafle Pile Plos, that we don't get it. Avram Avinu says to erase their name. Yaakov Avinu says to erase their name. Yamacho HaKadusha Shemecha, let the Jewish people be erased for the sanctity of your name. How can that be? Yitzchak was Midas Sadin, comes and saves us. So there's a lot of discussion of this Gemara in the commentaries, and we're going to be learning Misiyata Dishmaya Rav Kook's Einaya. So in Os Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says some amazing things, and I don't fully understand, so I can't give it over if I don't fully understand it myself. I sent an email to two Rabbanim who I thought would help me. They helped me a little bit, but neither of them had the time, I guess, or the patience or whatever to give me a full explanation. So they just wrote very, very briefly, and I didn't want to bother them again. I figured if the first time they were busy, they're probably busy the next time as well. So unfortunately, Kuf Lamed Zayin, I don't understand. If you do, you read it and you do understand what he's saying, so please contact me and explain it to me. Adarabba. Okay, so we're going to skip to Kuf Lamed Tes. Okay, we're going to skip the part about going to Avram. We're going to skip the part about going to Yaakov. And we're going to get straight to Yitzchak. Since your children sinned, he says, what do you mean? They're my children, not your children. When they were Makdim, Nasav, and Ishma, you called them Bnei Bechori. And now they're my sons, not your sons. Now this is a Pella, because, first of all, when they said Nasav Nishma, he didn't call it Bnei Bukhari. Bnei Bukhari was already in Mitzrayim. Nasav Nishma was at Har Sinai. So that's Pella number one. And Pella number two is, what's the sinyan if they were Makdim Nasav Nishma? Just say that you called them Bnei Bukhari. Why do we have to emphasize that when they were Makdim Nasav Nishma, you called Bnei Bukhari? You want, does he want, what does he want to prove? That we're Hashem's children. So just say, you called them my sons. You called us Bnei Bukhari, my firstborn son. Achshav b'nai v'lo b'necha, what now, my son, not your son, they're still your sons. Great, that's all you have to say. What does he have to add in? This whole inyan of Akdamas Nasav Nishma. Says the Rav, Ha'ikar ha'muhusi, hu ha'machriya b'harachat ha'metziyut, ha'toarim ha'chitzoniim v'amikriyim, hem tamid rim tfeilim v'ovrim. You want to know what's machriya the metzius? When you want to assess something, you know what establishes a true essence of what you're trying to assess? The essence of the subject, who the subject really is. Hatorim achitzoniim v'amikriim hem tamid rim tfeilim v'ovrim. External descriptions are only incidental, and they are passing, and they are ancillary and secondary and insignificant compared to the primary aspect of this being. The true value of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people, cannot be recognized from any revelation, even the highest amongst creations, only from the Ruma Maile. You want to know what Knesset Yisrael is? Go to the highest, the peak, the zenith of purity, and then you'll find what the Jewish people are. You know what you're going to see there? Aliyas Machshavtan Shel Yisrael, where God thought the Machshava of creating the Jewish people. That idea, that pure concept, notion of the Jewish people, of who we're supposed to be, of our pure soul that God created us with, that's who the Jewish people are. V'akara zu nitgalta be'et ha'mukhshara le'gilui ha'atzmi. And this recognition of the Jewish people was revealed at the auspicious time of self-revelation. V'zo ha'shai s'shas ha'faz do ha'midbar bizgulaso halyona shenizgalsa bizman matan Torah. And that is when the Dor HaMidbar, with its highest special qualities, were revealed who they were at the time of Matan Torah. Shenechsifa az haneshama Yisraelit kfima shehi ba'atzmuta. Then at Har Sinai, at Matan Torah, there was a revelation of who the true Jewish souls are. Be'achduta, in their unity. Be'chativuta ha'meyuchada, with their special uniqueness. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. The Jewish people encamped opposite the mountain. Be'hachana mukara shel mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. With this preparation that Hashem gave them of calling them Amlechas Konim v'goy Kadosh. Az be'et chasifat ha'tzura ha'atzmit hukar ki moladita shel ha'neshama Yisraelit v'hatba'at kol havayata eina acheret ki im hofa'ata shel ha'tshuka elokit ha'kmusa. At that time, the true essence of the Jewish people was revealed, of our soul. And there's nothing else but the revelation of this godly hidden desire, hachaya b'tocha b'tzura yoter aziza v'yoter tofeset makom mikol ha'avaya u'mikol chayot shebuchol ha'yitzur nivra shebaolam, that lives within us in the strongest way, the strongest form, stronger than anything in the world, and that can't change. So this inyan of mentioning Nasav and Nishma was so important, because that's when we were revealed who we were. Who were we? We're a people who just want God. We just want to do what God wants. We have this tshuka, nase. We just want to do and do. Nishma, and then the more we hear, the more we're going to do. Well, first we're ready to do, it doesn't matter what. And then we just want to hear more and more, to do more. So, Nachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us B'nai B'chori earlier. But when was it revealed? It was revealed at Har Sinai, Maridik. That's why we emphasize here, B'shal Shekdim L'fanecha Nasa V'Nishma. That's because of our tshuka. Just do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that revealed what he said earlier, that word B'nai B'chori. And that's the holiest. V'hareishita machshavtit hazot, שהיא התכונה האידיאלית של חפץ אלו בעולמות בכלל, מקור החוכמה של אור הקודש, שלא יוכל לקבל מעולם שום שינוי, תמורה וחלישות. So this primordial thought, which is the ideal character of the desire to have these in the world, the source of wisdom of the light of holiness that can't be changed. The Jewish people, in our very essence, in our deepest essence, are pure and holy. And that can't be changed, no matter what. And therefore, Al Kenehim Kimeaz Gamata Banecha. They're still your sons. They can't stop being your sons. DNA stamped on the kid. It's your mom, it's your daddy. Can't change that. We can't change our spiritual DNA that we're Hashem's children. We can do stuff to make us act like we're not His children, but we remain His children. V'lo yuchal liyot gam acharei shenitgalu me'oraot mikriim ha'mechasim et or ha'emet shel ha'mahut ha'pnimit shel otzem havayat nishmatam ha'tochit שיקראו ביחס אחר, ביחס ירוד מהמעלה הלוקית העליונה. And it can't be that even after all of these chance events occurred that cover up the light of truth of the deeper inner essence of the pure, holy Jewish soul, that we can be called by another name lower than our holy, godly plateau and stature. Meaning, even after we sin, we're still going to be the holy Jewish people. We remain Banecha no matter what. Im ken ercha yisodi nishar shehem b'nei kel chai. Pasuk behoshea, perik bet, pasuk aleph. We are the children of the living God. Ulegabe ashirut muflaga zo kol deldul v'chol anayut chitzonit kelo nechshav. In contrast to the, with respect to this tremendous wealth of purity, holiness, any weakening, any impoverishing that applies to our external lives is considered completely insignificant. Lekabei or olam zeh, שזיבו מפיק מראש מקדמי עולם עד אחרית ים וקץ כל תכלה, כל חושך לא יחשיך. With regard to this eternal light, that its shine shines from the beginning of time till the end of time, no darkness can make dark. ובעינו נשאר החזון העליון שהוא קורא לישראל בני בכורי. And forever remains this divine vision of the Jewish people that calls us my son, my firstborn. בשם השם כל עולם קדוש ישראל לנצח. We are the holy, eternal Jewish people who the holy, eternal Jewish God called my sons, and that can't be changed. So that in a nutshell was Yitzchak's taina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean, my son, not your son? They said Nasiv Nishma. You said B'nai B'chori Yisrael. That's the true us. Nothing can change that. You can't change biological facts. You also can't change the spiritual fact of the Jewish people being the sons of Hashem. Beautiful, beautiful shtickle. Mamshich Rav ve'od kuf mem ve'od kama chatu kama shnotav shel adam. How much do they sin? A person only lives 70 years. Knock off 20 that they're not punished. Now there are only 50 left. So Rav is bothered. What do you mean for 20? What, they're already punished at 13. 13 are already responsible for their actions, right? You come bar mitzvah, everyone's been to bar mitzvahs. Now you're a man. You see this little boy, 5'1" tall, sweet little baby face. Now today you're a man. But he's a man, he's responsible. He's davening 3 times a day with a minyan. He has to never miss a day of tefillin, learn every second he can. He has a lot of responsibilities when he's 13 years old. So why 20? Okay, the Beis Shemayla doesn't punish till 20, but you're responsible at 13. So why here do we only start the count at 20? Omer Rav, at kama lo yuchal acheta mikri la'akor et ha-tov ha-yisodi ha-mahuti, mitber gam ken mitzad otzem ha-tzimtzum shel ha-afsharut lengo ha-barum ha-mahala ha-mahutit shel kudushat Yisrael. How much sin, this chance, sin done by chance, can uproot the essential, inherent good, is explained also as far as the contrasting of all the possibilities to touch the high essence of the Jewish people. Shehi yisod kol olamim kulam b'tochnam ideali elyon, which is the foundation of all the worlds in their ideal, elevated content. In other words, we discussed in the previous shtickle that sin can't uproot our essential good. And this is because, as we said in the previous piece, we are B'nai B'chori. Nothing can change that. And also, says the Rav, mitzad otzem atzimtzum, because of the great contracting, did I say contrasting? Contracting of the shela efsharut, of the possibility, lingoa, to touch, beruma ma'ala ma'otit shel kedushat Yisrael, the high, exalted essence of the holiness of the Jewish people. We're the sons of God, and we're very, very holy. And the sin can't touch that. Ha'onesh bidei Adam barak mitzad ha'afkah chitzona. You know why we punish bidei Adam? Because of what happens externally here in the world. She'olam ha'chavruti asher le'adam nevga yidei achotei ha'boger bebagut ha'rishona. Because from a social perspective, you cannot have teenagers running amok and hurting other people. So from the age of 13 years old, we're ready to say, listen, we have to take care of our society. So a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, it's not fair to expect them to behave themselves. So we're going to let them off the hook. But once you're 13, in order to run a just society, we're going to have to punish you for your misdeeds. But did the person start yet? Is he really there? Is he really holding at 13? No. We're punishing at 13 because he has enough responsibility that we can say, don't sin, because otherwise society can't function in a proper way. Can't have the Wild West. Once you're 13, you're responsible enough to know how to behave. But that's still not the real person, let's face it. At 13 years old, you haven't reached the height of your maturity, right? You're still a kid. אבל עדיין לא הוקבה צורה שלמה. The shlemus of a person, it's not when he's 13, it's not when he's 14, it's not when he's 15, he's still a kid, he's responsible, but he's a responsible guy, alpidin, he's an adult, chinami. But he's a child adult. Now you see, when a lot of boys, when they become bar mitzvah, they get a new suit and a hat, and they're dressed a lot like an abba. But you look at their face, they're not an abba, they're little, still little boys. So they're responsible, they're old enough, they're mature enough to behave themselves, based and holds them responsible. That's only because of the social justice. But when it comes to Shemayim, since the person is not yet a true bar das until he's 20. So in Shemayim, they're not going to hold him responsible for his deeds. Because in Shemayim, they're mityaches not to the social framework. In Shemayim, they relate to the person himself, and it's only when he's 20 that he's held fully responsible. So therefore, all sins, says the Rav, until 20 are pagamim mikrim, that can't destroy the tochen ha'atzmi shel tzur elyon, the essential essence of the higher form. And to bring it to a state of destruction and erasure in any way, it can't be. Continues the Rav, Dal Chafei Delil, Yisa Pashulu Chafei, the Gemara says that knock off 25 of nights, there are only 25 left. So the Rav is bothered. What's Pshat? At night you can't sin? I met a few people who've sinned at night. What do you mean knock off 25 years of nighttime? Half of the 50 years that are left that I'm judging them are it's night, so at night they're off. 12 hours of night they're not held accountable, but they sin at night. אומר הרב, השבע אל תעשה לא יוכל בוודאי לעקור את הנטייה השורשית של הצוויון הגמור של כנסת ישראל. The sinning of sheva al tase, being passive, cannot uproot the essential form of the Jewish people. That they have already completed their form in the divine thought. Before the world. So the pnimius of the machshava goes after the strong nature of the general neshama, shekol shifoteh, that all of its strivings hein lemarom bekadosh miniyad, are for what is exalted and holy forever, from ever. Lo nisharu kim rishmei apulot hadochafot al-yedei ha'chayim ha'chavrutim, all that's left is the trace of deeds that are pushed by social interactions. Al-kein, night is not a time of social interaction. We're going to be judged based on that. Not night, which is a time of passivity. During the day of social interactions, when we're part of the world, that's when our real essence is expressed. But you can't uproot, and also at night, it's a real essence expressed, and you can uproot your essence during the day. There's a chance for that, but not at night. At night, you can't judge us by the... First of all, we already established we're your children, so we're holy to start with. But even the deeds that we do, the night deeds don't really touch our neshama klalis, because night is a time of menucha and machshav and nesiachatus pnimis, and it's not about being with other people. That's why at night there's dark. Today, we don't have night anymore. Today, it's day 24 hours a day. New York City is the city that never sleeps. Why? Because there's electricity. So even though 1 in 7 people on earth doesn't have electricity, but the other 6 out of 7 do. So what does that mean? That means that our nights are days, artificially. It's not the real, it looks like day, it's like makeup. Not really her, it's something external she puts on. We turn on the light to make it day, but it's not really day. Be'essence, it's night. Be'etzim, it's night. It's night. It's really dark. And therefore, at night, you can't see your friend, you can't go anywhere. So maybe it's not a time of when the true person is revealing himself. Now says the Rav, there are mikrim bodim shel yichidim lo yichulu alot b'cheshbon hakol. There are mikrim bodim, there are people, individuals sin, but we're talking here about the Jewish people as a whole in totality. Rak et galuta shel atchuna kibutzit shel haklal kulo shekol pgamav lo yichulu liot kim b'derech dchifa mibachutz. So only the revelation of the tchuna kibbutzit, the collective nature of the community, that all of its pagamim, one of the pagamim of the community, going to come to the fore when they're pushed by outside forces, which is during the day when we are not inward focused but outward focused. So as a nation, we're only going to be held accountable for the time that we're outward focused, which is during the day. But at night, with the time of inwardness, the sins of the Yechidim, which obviously Yechidim do sin, but not as community, not as a community, not as a whole, as a totality. So we're not going to be held responsible for the night, when there's no pagam in the cloud, but only during the day, where there's chaim sonim, there's this active life of daytime. And therefore, we don't have 50 full years. We're down now to 25. So, sweetest friends, the Rav continues this line of thought. And Siyata Dishmaya, we will continue the next time. We should be Zocha Lilmo do the Lamed Lishma Velasus. Ulekaim is called Divrei Salma Torah V'Yahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.